Just across the river from Washington, D.C., hundreds of acres of land are saturated with American history. Where the families of George Washington and Robert E. Lee once lived, and where now lie the remains of so many Americans who served in the military. This is Arlington National Cemetery. Solemn ground, someone called it.
Heart! Heart!
It looked solemn Tuesday afternoon. A slow drizzle of rain dulled the autumn colors. Six horses pulled the funeral caisson of retired Coast Guard Chief Warrant Officer Leroy Benn of New Smyrna, Florida. He was 89. It seemed a fitting place to spend a little time this week, with Veterans Day tomorrow and the election 3 days ago. The country is wondering about a war, and the consequences of so many wars are apparent here. The rows of gravestones in ordered formation, 320 of them, are casualties from Iraq and Afghanistan, and we all know that number is going to get bigger. The country is wondering about a war. And every 2 years we act, we vote. So on Election Day, we came here for a while, and later that night, we heard some of these voices.
We have already picked up 3 seats.
There was a strong headwind working against us.
The American people voted for a new direction to restore civility and bipartisanship in Washington, D.C.
This time as the United States Senator is coming to a close in the next 2 months.
And we're all Americans, and we go forward together. That's what we do in this country.
We will walk away from this job with nothing, nothing but thanks.
We all go out, we vote, we argue, we vote.
Is this exciting or what?
But also, we'd like to say that the votes are in and we won.
The ground where we stood in Arlington on Tuesday dips low enough to conceal the city of Washington, but we could see the Pentagon, its massive west face, mute and impassive, showing nothing of the swift changes underway there, too.
What's changed today is the election's over, and the Democrats won.
It's been quite a time.
The timing is right for new leadership at the Pentagon.
I have benefited greatly from criticism.
Don Rumsfeld has been a superb leader during a time of change.
At no time have I suffered a lack thereof.
I've asked Bob Gates to serve as the Secretary of Defense.
Because so many of America's sons and daughters in our armed forces are in harm's way.
He's a steady, solid leader.
I did not hesitate when the President asked me to return to duty.
The country is wondering about a war, and this week voted to start making changes. But changes into what? No one knows. This program has been sharply critical of Democrats for their lack of ideas on Iraq, or I have been, anyway. That's not completely fair. A few Democrats have put out proposals. It's hard to see any of them leading to a happy ending, but it's not as though others are offering a lot of better plans. We're going to go on wondering about this war for some time. It's going to take a while. I looked around Arlington National Cemetery on Tuesday. So many fields full of headstones already, and still others bare and waiting.